Okay, thank you so much, Vincent, for the gong. So, today, very unique. We got a very traditional gong, metallic gong. Okay, we shall start our second session. After you have your meal, we will have the Dhamma sharing. Can you all be seated? Settle down, seated. Anybody else? Okay, then we can start. Jin Hao, the mother, or the family member, they are here. So once again, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Jin Hao and family members for inviting us all over all kilometers to join them in their house dana today so that we can partake in all the wholesomeness that has arisen. Also, we would like to thank all those who have helped out in one way or other to make this particular house dana a very, very beautiful success. And thirdly, not forget our Chui, Ui, Sister Ui Chui Hun. She has been down with some sickness, so she has not been with us for quite a while. So just now I came in, I saw her, then I tell her, wow, long time no see. Then we had a chat just now, so it was good. Maybe because of her condition, I will share a little bit about the Dhamma regarding sickness and our physical form. So we thank Chui. And we also welcome her back to our Kailamita activity. She told me she should be back to usual, can run around after 2 weeks from now. And we should be seeing her more often, so we rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So for today, I hope you all, as usual, Kayanamita, Monday House Dana, the food are good. Is the food good? Sadhu to Jin Hao's mother, auntie. Can earn to see Jin Hao Mo Ching. Then also some Kayanamita, they bring their specialty. That one you call Xiu Yu, then the clan Kayanamita brought the Bak Kut Teh. Then they say Kawan, famous. Then we got a lot of good Nyonya food. I don't know whether from Ahan or where, I don't know. Then you have your, I think it's N, the ginger, wine ginger soup. Oh, very, very nice. My wife like it. Then, of course, Ah Joyce and Elsie, they are Alicia there. They also brought. I think that one, the basket of what? You offer to me on what you call that? Nasi what? You offer to me on? Bak Kut Teh also what? Okay. Then all the curry thing. So you have not really, over a period of time, have this monthly house dana food. Next one, you have to wait longer. October month, don't have. So maybe November. November got not? Don't have also. Oh, December. Oh, Alicia, yeah. December, wait till that one. So you wait longer, the food better. So anyway, it's not about eating. It's about having the condition to have this type of monthly house dana where we can have fellowship. Then we can have the joy in making all this offering. We bring the best so that all Kayamita can have the condition to have them. Then when you have this good heart, good nature, you will really appreciate life, appreciate the Kayanamita ship, the fellowship. Then you can learn Dhamma as you interact. You will see they are different from before. Even you yourself have changed for the better. Because as a human being, when you come to this world, according to Lord Buddha, you can do two things. Either be a blessing to all and yourself, or be a troublemaker that cause suffering to others and yourself. So very easy to choose, isn't it? Choose to be a blessing for all. And when you have that understanding, you yourself are happy. So when you are happy, others are happy. Then you get the reward from nature's law to avoiding all evil, do good, purify the mind. And this is what the advice of the Buddha is all about. When you avoid all the evil action, evil speech, and evil thought process, you develop goodness, wholesomeness. Then the nature's law of karma, cause and effect, morality level, moral causation. You reap what you sow. Do good begets good. Do evil begets evil. So if you follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, do good, you are incapable of evil. So by nature, you are good when you are incapable of evil. But to do that, you must cultivate your mind. You must develop mindfulness to see clearly your mental intention, how you act, how you live life, how you interact with society, with fellow living beings, with your own family members, your loved ones, your friends, your colleagues, your neighbors, and even with the environment. So all these are very important. And when you have the Dhamma, the Buddha's teaching, you will know how to act and conduct yourself appropriately, following his advice to avoid all evil and good and purify the mind. And to do that, you only have to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. This one is quite a big topic, but if you start as a normal cultivator, it's not that difficult. It's basically same advice, avoiding all evil by having right view, not to commit evil. Because when you commit evil, your karma will fall and you will have very severe consequence on your life. Because according to the Buddha, all living beings, irrespective of who you are, whatever your status, even the animals, the human beings, the devas or the brahmas, we are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by your karma. And you are what you are because of your karma. And this one you have to reflect every day, the Buddha advice. It's one of the five daily contemplation, the last one. So when karma plays such a great role in our life, we have to be very, very serious about karma. That's why we will have to take care of karma in order to take care of our life. You want to have good life, you must have good karma. So if you can avoid all evil, do good, you will have good karma. Having good karma alone can guarantee a very big role in your life. It can give you a lot of merits, wholesomeness, prevent you from falling into the evil consequence, where the karmic friction of all your wrong action, wrong speech, and wrong thought, like killing, causing harm to fellow living being, cheating, deceiving, committing sexual misconduct, all this, even partake intoxicant, lying, deceiving people, and doing all those negative things that can cause suffering to fellow living beings and yourself. Then, through the law of karma, you reap what you sow. So in future, when there is condition, whatever you do to people will come back to you. They will haunt you. Like when you kill people, harm people, steal, cheat, then commit deceitfulness, sexual misconduct or whatever, unfaithful, you neglect your duty. So in future when you come, people will kill you, harm you, cheat you, deceive you. Then you will have relationship problem where your wife or your spouse will actually act the same way you act in the past. So do you want this type of suffering when you come to this world in future? If you don't want, then make sure you don't commit all this. When there is no karmic effect, when you don't create the condition for the effect to arise, the friction to arise, means you avoid all evil, then you, when you come, you will be beautiful. And because you have a lot of goodness and wholesomeness, you help people. You speak very gently, pleasantly, with a lot of sincerity, kindness, goodness. Then you act with wholesomeness. You don't have selfishness, cunningness. You are not emotional. You don't have anger, hatred, envy, jealousy, and violence. Your mind states are beautiful. So when you come to this world, people will treat you the same, the way you treat others. That's why your life will be good, beautiful. But the Buddha also say, even with this alone, it's not enough. Although it may make your life a lot more better. But there is one more advice, is that you must develop wisdom. Otherwise, you cannot be completely free. Your happiness can be short-lived, because even after you have all these good merits and karma to avoid all evil, do good, means you come, you are like very lucky, very blessed. But then this body, which is what I want to talk about because of Chui, this physical body of ours, the Buddha said, goes the way of nature. It is not you, make of element. But when you cannot understand, like the Buddha said, when you experience birth, old age, sickness, and death, these are the first four reality. If you don't have the Dhamma, if condition cease to be according to what you want, when things don't go your way, you confront them, you will have a lot of suffering. You will have a lot of wrong view, self-delusion, leading to all the suffering, the misery, the mental agony, and all those things. Why? Because the Buddha said, this body of ours is of the nature to be born. And because at the moment you are born, you have to experience old age, sickness, and death, which is part of suffering. Somebody's made this here. Oh, your maid, sorry. Yeah, she just came in. Yeah. So this physical body of ours, it comes about because of karmic conditioning. We have a physical body, then we have a consciousness trapped inside. And because of that, the law of karma can operate. That's why when you don't develop the wisdom, when you go through the realities of life and existence according to the Buddha, when you experience birth of a newborn baby or your own birth, then it will be followed by old age, sickness, and death. This reality, when we confront without the Buddha Dhamma and the understanding of the wisdom, the Buddha said you will definitely suffer. That's how you can see some of us are not so young anymore. So we have witnessed a lot of birth. Those that have complications, you can see the misery, the suffering. Some of the babies are born with problem, defects. Then sometimes the birth itself has complications. Especially when the doctor gave you a dilemma or a very difficult decision, the doctor come out and say, we can only save one. Which one you want to save, your wife or your child? Yeah, very traumatic when that's the case. And when there's complication, the mother got to go through sometimes cesarean operation and take the baby out. Then if the baby is not born normal, it may have to be put in incubator and all those things. And there are a lot more possibility where the expectation of a joyful occasion of having a newborn baby, like you are going to be the potential parent, father or mother, there's a lot of expectation, a lot of joy. The grandpa, grandma, in-law, so looking forward to their grandchildren. But when things don't go their way, or when the expectation in life are not met, it will affect them tremendously because they have attachment. So this is what the Buddha's teaching is all about. The Buddha say there is a noble truth that explains clearly to you what life's reality is all about. If you live long enough, you have to confront all this reality. Then when you confront without wisdom, you can be afflicted, you can suffer, you can become miserable. That's why the first two advice already very good. Avoid all evil, do good. Means you keep your precept, you don't violate this karmic thing. Then you do good, wholesomeness. That's why you cultivate right view, leading to right thought, right speech, right action, and right livelihood. Then constantly apply the four right effort. You will be beautiful for almost 80% of your life. But then as you go through life, you experience old age, sickness, death. And this is the beginning of suffering when you don't have the Buddha Dhamma. That's why the Buddha's third advice is you have to meditate, purify your mind to develop the wisdom, the understanding clearly, to know that this physical body and mind or the human being is not really what you think. This one is not you. This one is karmically conditioned out for you to come to this world, this existence, to live life, to experience all of the beauty and wonders of life you know how to live. Otherwise, you have to experience the karmic fruition, good or bad. And most of the time, people come to pay back their karmic debt. So when you come to pay back your karmic debt, you will realize your life is full of suffering, full of misery. So coming back to Chui's case, we had a good chat. Then she said she learned a lot during this time when she was undergoing all this situation, which was not the first time, we experienced many times. I think so far, at least three occasions. So what happened is, according to her, she learned a lot. She reflects, she contemplates, but she was grounded. She cannot go anywhere. Most of the time in hospital. Last time she wrote me an email. Then she said she listened to the Dhamma talk, read the Dhamma book and all things. Then develop a lot of understanding to cope with all this reality. Yeah. Then Clifford was also there. Then Clifford consoled her. Said, yeah, I also went through, not easy. So this is what the reality is. Then I told you, yes, most human beings are like that. When you don't have sickness, when you don't have problem, what you do? What do you do? You just go about doing your thing, correct? Right? So normally human beings do what? Too busy running around. Attend to your what they call life, your daily chaos. So too busy thinking, planning, and worrying about life. Then want to do this, want to do that, want to attend to this, want to do that, worry about it, worry about that. Then this one I'm finished, that one I'm finished. So worry about your health problem, your money, financial problem, your relationship problem, your career problem, your business. Then sometimes your loved one, you worry for them. Then sometimes you got neighbor's problem, girlfriend problem, or boyfriend problem. Then you got a host of other related life problems. Sometimes you make mistake, you get entangled, police case and all those things. So these are really suffering. And this one happened to people who don't have Dhamma. That's why I say they never have time to reflect on life, to understand what is life. And what is it that we want in life? Is this life running around, having all these problems, worry about this, worry about that, too busy, heedlessly doing all these things? Then you never reflect. And the worst is suddenly accident, or suddenly traumatic disease or whatever, like what Chui went through. Earlier on was snatched teeth, then caused all the suffering. Then after that, see doctor. Then we're told of all this complication. If this thing don't happen, as I told her, it's a blessing in disguise. Then you got time to reflect on all this reality that the Buddha talked about. The Buddha said, this noble truth was suffering. The first noble truth under the second turning is to be understood. Not until you are confronted with it, you got no chance to reflect on this. But for those who have the Dhamma, they don't have to wait till accident to reflect, because you can see them all in the midst of life, to your own parents, your grandparents, your friends' parents. Then you can witness them everywhere. Because nowadays, you can have access to internet, to video, to TV, to all the news. So when you have this Dhamma in you, like the Buddha said, daily contemplation, first three things. This body of ours is of the nature to grow old, get sick and die one day, when conditions cease to be. So you have to reflect, why did the Buddha say this? And why did the Buddha say, when I confront this without the Dhamma or the wisdom, I will suffer? Then the next inquiry is, how can I understand this? I can only understand if I follow the three turning of the Buddha's teaching. First turning is his proclamation. That's why I will reflect on it, contemplate on it, and inquire into it. Why did the Buddha say all this? How can I develop the understanding of it? Then the second turning, the Buddha said, this noble truth or dukkha is to be understood. And then I reflect. Birth, old age, sickness and death. How come it bring about suffering if I don't understand? As you reflect, you can recollect through memory the process of birth, the process of going through old age, sickness, experiencing all the sickness, disease, then death. Then just now, so I was told by Alicia, I think, Freddie also recently came back from Perth. Then I think at home he fell. That's why when you are old, you have to be more careful with your movement. Because this thing can happen. And when it happens, a lot of people may not understand. They may think that sui means like in Cantonese, or in Hokkien, unki boho. It actually has nothing to do with unki ho boho. It's a lot to do with karma. So when you develop more and more of the understanding, then you will develop the heedfulness, the mindfulness, and the understanding to be careful. As we age, we have to be very careful. We are no longer like before. Our body will not function the way we want it to function. Then on the way here in the car, also Pamasturi and Brother Teo and my wife, we also talk about old age. It's about Brother Teo's dad, 98 years old. So a lot of things your body may not be able to do, but your mind still think you can do. So that's why you have to experience them, that this body is still a body, go the way of nature. You can take care of the body, but you cannot attach to the body. So you must know there is a reality. So when you take care, like a car, you maintain it well, service it properly, then use it with care, then it will last you longer. You will get less problem. This is the understanding. The body is just like your car, almost the same, except that the real car and the driver, they are not connected. But your consciousness is connected to this physical body. Because this physical body is like a vehicle that takes you around. Understand? The mind is like the driver, instruct. Walk, you walk. Run, you run. Yeah. But as you age, you cannot run like before, understand? Because you will be having trouble. You will pant because you are not that young anymore. Then all your heart, everything, the other organ, it will not function as before, understand? When you are young and healthy. It is the same as a car. When it's new, you will deliver the performance. But as it age, wear and tear, you may have to slowly, despite all your effort to maintain, to service or what, some of the parts may fail you, then you have to replace them. But an old car is still an old car, understand? You cannot deny it's already old. You can see through your aging. So that's why the Buddha said all this can bring about suffering. When your mind, through memory, recall, when I was young, I was able to do all this. But then you never reflect, this body is never you. It goes the way of nature, like the Buddha said. This body is of the nature to grow old, get sick and die one day. 4 years not gone beyond old age, sickness and death. And these are reality, like I told you. When you understand, you know how to act, you know how to live. You got two choices. Become unhappy, miserable, and lament over it. Then you lost your life, you become miserable. Yeah? Because you keep on complaining. I might as well die. When I get old, I become so useless. Everything also cannot really. At first 3 years old, like, complain about the food, because the doctor say, this one cannot eat, that one cannot eat. A lot of things cannot eat. No? But today, when a lot of things can eat, they say, luckily, it's the opposite. You say the citrus food and all those things cannot eat. So, whatever it is, I think people ask, is it doctor's advice or what? I say doctor's advice. So, when you go through this, then you will start to understand the reality is the reality, because this body, in a way, is connected to the consciousness. So the doctor's advice, if it's genuine and good, you have to obey, otherwise it will degenerate. Understand? Like your car, you're supposed to go and petrol. You cannot say, no, I like diesel. You put diesel, you cannot run. You have a problem. Then sometimes you maybe more knowledgeable, lucky. Then the mechanic will tell you, hey, you put the tire or engine oil, which is better. It got additive and all those things. It will lessen the friction and all those things. Then it will improve your performance of your car. That one, you buy the right one, not the salesman one. It helps. Then a lot of this thing is like realize this body. You really get hold of the good supplement, a good one. They really help supplement. I personally eat before. Last time my hand here used to have something. The elbow there, the tissue like. I every time put on the table, press against it, and then it like become dead tissue. Then it developed until about 20 cent coin. Then I didn't know. Then somebody told me as you age, you have to take this supplement, glucosamine. You heard of glucosamine? So I just take because I was advised to take, and I know this doctor is not the one that want to make money. So that's why I take. I think I took this brand, BioLife, relatively cheap. Surprisingly, after 6 months, Suddenly one day I look, reduced so much already. Nothing else can bring about that change except the glucosamine. Then later on I eat for 1 year, gone. Then now off and on only I eat. When I need only, I eat. I don't have to take so often because the system has enough. So sometimes all this is useful. Then as you age, you don't have growth hormone. So you need supplement. But don't just because I say that you can simply eat all the supplement, I tell you no use. If you eat too much also, it will be bad for you. You must go for those that have been proven, where people have really taken. Then if you age longer later on, let's say you got a cholesterol problem, then you take statin. Do you know statin has an effect on your CQ10? How many of you heard of CQ10? I think the pharmaceutical people will know. Those who are of advanced age, they will know. CQ10 is a type of, they call it, to maintain your muscle and other things, you must have this in you. So if your CQ10 is depleted, your muscle will be affected. So early on, I didn't know. Because I've been on statin for about 3 or 4 years, coming to 4 years. So this statin thing, it reduced that I didn't know. Then later on, people tell me, the doctor also tell me, then I go and buy this CQ10 from, I forgot the brand. not that I want to promote, but this one is quite good. I think it came from this Hovic. Is it Hovic? I forgot already. Australian product. I think Malaysian sent over. I forgot already. What is the brand already? Never mind. Not important. So what happened was after I take, I realized my muscle recovered. At one time my muscle, I thought old already. Didn't exercise long time. So this muscle start to deteriorate, That's why I went down to fatigue and all those things. Actually, it was depleting my CQ10, I didn't know. Then after I took, I recovered. Recovered. Then recently we went to Australia. Australia. Not Paris. Melbourne. We bought some very cheap. According to Suyan, so cheap. But actually the amount of, they call how many milligram or strength. The strength is actually half. I didn't know. So after I finished mine, I take that one. Then I realized different. Then I asked my wife, how come this one different? Then my wife told me, this one half only. Half only. So I take two. For the last 1 week, I take two. Now I feel it's okay again. That's why you have to be careful. Sometimes cheap doesn't mean really cheap. But overall still cheap, my wife said. Because it was like one third or one quarter the price. So you eat double also, it's still cheaper. What I want to say is, as you age, you must be careful with your health. You need supplement, you must take. And there are certain supplements which are quite good, not expensive. You have to find out yourself. But don't, like everything also take. You only take those that you need. Then the other thing is, this is what I learned from life as I go through. I got one brother-in-law. I don't know why. Both my brother-in-law. I got three sisters. Two were married. So both the brother-in-law passed away very young. 40-something. I think before 50, they passed away. And one of them got stroke because of stress. The other one got colon cancer. Also because of stress. So my sister told me that only I know where she is a nurse. She all the while nursing school until she was given the condition, a scholarship, full pay scholarship by the government to go and do her graduate nursing in Australia, Flinders U, Adelaide. Then she took her master, then she did her PhD. So she was the one that told me, is it, we have to be careful about colon. If you have constipation, your bowel movements are not good, chances are there are polyps or problem inside there. So if you don't take probiotic, the reason is, according to her, as you take this antibiotic, you know, antibiotic, they kill everything, good and bad cell, all they kill. So actually our colon or our intestine, we need this type of amoeba to actually serve us, you know, or certain type of organism. But that one, when you take antibiotic, it kills them all. So you take probiotic, they improve their function. Then your bowel, everything improve. It's very cheap probiotic. You can buy them in the pharmacist. You only need to take, I think, initially maybe twice a day, one capsule-ish or one tablet-ish. Then later on, once a day. Then after the last 2-3 years, I take, I don't have constipation problem anymore. My bowel are very good every day. So this type of thing, you, as you take, you find out yourself, you will learn. Then it can help you. So do spend time to reflect on your life, to reflect on what the Buddha's advice is. The 5 daily contemplation, they are very important. The first 3 is about our health. How to cope with getting old, getting sick and die. When you understand life, you understand yourself, then you will not be deceived and deluded. Then you can cope with life. You can confront old age, sickness and death without problem. Means you can perceive them with wholesomeness. Like I said just now, you got 2 choices. React to it, complain and become miserable. First choice. Most people had this problem and fall into this. First choice. It's very natural for most human beings to just react, complain and become miserable. They project their thought, they have a lot of fear. What is happening to me? How come like that? Then when they get problem, accident or what, then they got injury. Then you ask Vincent, he will tell you, everybody got spinal cord problem. You cannot run as you grow old. Because we have to use this and the nerves are everywhere. That's why you don't take care. That's why they all, a lot of people can go to his exercise. Then sometimes you can take his beating and hitting. It really helped. I got one recently, not long after I came back from Japan, Hokkaido. All of a sudden, that I think that was a Thursday, Wednesday night, sorry. I suppose I have a class Thursday, I can say it. I got this blood clot in the back of my this. Then I walked too much when I was in Hokkaido. I went with Freddie and Leslie and their brothers. It was a very nice trip, very good trip. But too much walking. Too much walking. Until this one was aggravated. Actually, it was a blessing in disguise. Before that was our Cameron Highland retreat, you remember? For the first time in so many years, I forgot to bring my cushion because I asked them, in my house before the bus move on. I said, where is my cushion? Oh, all up already. Your thing. They took everything, the whole bag and everything and the book without my cushion. So I went there and I said, where is my cushion? And then only my wife smiled. I think we didn't bring. Then we went in and they give me, they tried to help me put one hard one down there, then cover with 2 or 3 layers of that very widespread. Then you know, for me, I just endure. So I endure. But I think he aggravated it because that was hard. My cushion was the normal soft one where I can adjust. That's why later on you realize I asked for a table and a chair. That's why I don't try to be a hero. Oh, you scared. Hey, relative, you teacher, no. You cannot, no. You show bad example. No. You want to be hero, you go. For me, I got problem, I tell you, I got problem, I need to sit on the chair. Because as you grow, as you, yeah, this is reality. Why do you want to maintain that type of image? This is not me, I always say. This is just this life, the segmented form of mind that comes. It has the condition. It will just do what it's supposed to do, that's it. Then this mind understand. So likewise, what I try to explain to you is a blessing in disguise, because when I understand that, I realize if this has not happened, it will be worse for me. You know why? I may continue. Then I'm not young, 62, coming to 62 plus. Then as I, let's say, continue to endure, then no condition for it to manifest. Maybe 10 years later only it come out. By then, Vincent told me he already old. 10 years later, cannot treat me already. Then I lucky kaulat. So luckily, this thing happened. No? Then, very strange. No? The moment it happened, I tell my wife, cancel the class. Then Sui and they all were worried. They text me. Then I say, don't worry. I'm okay. I know what happened. I know my body very well. Then I told my wife, call Vincent. Then she scared. She passed the phone to me. So I talked to Vincent. Oh, Vincent, very good. Oh. He said, Pratil, don't worry. You give me half an hour, I will come. I don't know whether he had a dinner or not that day. Did you have your dinner? Oh, didn't have your dinner. You had your dinner first. I know. Huh? You haven't been. Huh? But have you taken your dinner that night? Not yet. Eh? Very good. Oh. Immediately after bath, huh? Take the oil. He has to look for that oil, the special oil to rub him. Then he come. I cannot walk downstairs because this whole thing give way, you know, the left leg like paralyzed. You know. I can't even walk. But I got no fear because I know what is happening. Then I told Vincent, I said, this one, I don't know what happened. Well, I remember Cameron Highland. A lot of you all guinea pig and I wall out. Then Michael told me very good. After whack already very good. Then I know he really genuine. I saw a lot of people go around. Then my only concern was we are at a retreat, so don't make so much noise. Always remember, because we have to respect that way place. Then when she came, he came. He was very kind. He asked me, here, oh, okay. He said, lie down. So for 1.5 hours, no, wow, he just whack and whack and whack with the elbow. Sometimes I also, like this body, cannot take it. I say, okay, wait for. He said, never mind, brother, take very fast one, very fast. Well, he's very fast, he's very long. He said, very fast one, very fast one, another 50 minutes. but it was good. Well, after that, I think he let me rest the next day. Then, third day, he come again. He said, how are you? I said, okay. He said, one more session. Oh, okay. Well, after that, 80% recovered. Yeah. That's why a blessing in this guy. Then all this hitting is because I had to pay back. Pay back in this way is better than pay back in a car accident. Or kena snatch teeth like that. So sometimes, he hit also good one. It's a relief. You pay back your coming. Well, you cause harm you without you knowing. So all these are sometimes we without us being conscious, we can cause certain type of suffering to living beings or insects or what we don't know. Then when the coming come back, that's what you have to go through. You can know anyone. You cannot avoid anyone. Unless you have mindfulness and wisdom, Otherwise, when the conditioning comes, you no one know. Oh. So there are many occasions where I know that I was able to avoid it. But the first few, I didn't know. Then I knew something is going to happen. Because inside, the nature tell me, don't walk over there. Then I want to know. Then I purposely walk over there. And that's why it happened. Then I know already. That's why later part one, oh, I can avoid. And the moment you understand, if it doesn't affect you anymore, karma is not that it will reverse. But you have to ask for forgiveness. So as you go through life, you experience all this. You understand all this. Then you can cope. So the second option is not to react, to be at peace with all this. And perceive them with wholesomeness, without negativity. Means what? These are nature's condition. Like the Buddha said, we reflect every day. Body make of element, not me. It go the way of nature. It's of the nature to grow old, get sick and die. So this is a reality. If I know this is a reality, what must I do? I can take care, do my best, take supplement, do exercise, or go and see doctor, like we send the car to mechanic. But there's a limit to what you can do to service this car, understand, or maintain this body. But when the time comes, due to wear and tear or certain condition, you will have to experience all this, getting old, getting sick and die. So when it happens, you have to accept that reality. When you accept the reality and at peace with it, your mind is still free, understand? Like Freddy fell down. So what? The reality is I fell. Next time I learn, understand? Then I have to cope. Means, like the Buddha said, this noble truth of suffering is to be understood. Then I reflect, how can I understand this? When I'm not heedful, when I'm not careful, when I take things for granted. This create condition for karmic negativity to arise. That's why when you drive also saying, tired, need to rest, rest. Don't try to be a hero. Otherwise it's very dangerous. There are a lot of things in life you can learn this way. Then as you learn, you improve your understanding. Then as you reflect, like the Buddha said, this noble truth of dukkha is to be understood. Then now you experience that suffering. Then you realize, the moment I understand means I can be at peace. But this is a reality. If it's coming, I need to ask for forgiveness. I ask forgiveness for forgiveness. And I determine not to repeat all this. Then I request that may this humble request for forgiveness be accepted by all. So that this karmic repercussion or negativity can be resolved amicably. Then you determine to cultivate wisdom to complete the advice of the Buddha. Where you know how to avoid evil already by keeping the precepts, by developing mindfulness and heedfulness, then cultivating all the right thought, right speech, right action, and right livelihood, followed by the four right efforts to purify. Then after that, you develop mindfulness to go into the four foundation of mindfulness. Then samadhi to insight into phenomena, to awaken to the three universal characteristics of impermanent, suffering state and non-self. The moment you have this understanding, then you are not deluded, you are not deceived. Then life becomes very different. Then you can understand everything, you can accord and flow. You can still have the joy, the peace, despite whatever that happened to the body. But the reality is, happened already. The only thing you can do is, do the best you can. Means, endure. Need to endure, endure. Need to accord, accord. Then flow with it. Then develop the understanding. Then if there is something that can help, then of course, you seek advice. You need to see doctor. You see doctor or send out SOS. Now WhatsApp very easy. Anybody has this experience can recommend any good doctor or good sensei like Vincent. Then you can go and see him. But get ready to endure the beating. Initially, not easy, you ask Joyce. You know. Then some of you who experience it. Yeah. But no, they call it no venture, no gain. Correct? No pain, no gain. Wow, listen, put that motto on your on your training ground. Oh, healing pain. Oh, very good. Introduce new word. No pain, no gain. Healing pain. Pain only heal you. You must go through pain. So when you perceive wholesomeness, it's just sensation. Body is just a body. Always remember that. Body is just a body. Like that day I told Joyce, body is just a body. Feeling is just feeling, sensation. But you have to endure it to understand it. Then really, you know, you be until sometime. In Hokkien, they say ba liao. You know what is ba liao? Numb already. Heat lah. But sometime when you can have the understanding, you can endure. But it cannot be like continuous heating. It went over the threshold, understand? Then that person can pengsan, be careful. Because it's too painful, they get fainted. But so far, don't have such incidents. So far, normally I give warning, I say, can rest for a while. And he say, very fast one, very fast. Then you make sure your threshold another 15 minutes. But he has good intention, and he know what he's doing. Because he not only heal my this one, my back. He used the elbow here, he brought you very deep, that's why I had to go very hard. Then up here also, he know where the spinal cord thing. He has been trained. I think he has some gifted thing from the past. He learned from somebody in Hong Kong. Was it? Somebody who from Hong Kong came and teach you. Professor, see, this one got Sifu one, or you don't play with him. And he doesn't do this for everybody. He only do for Kayamita and those who trust him. So Kayamita, because you don't have so severe back karma, your energy are better. So that's why he do. Otherwise, he carry you, or you think he don't carry you. So you have to understand him. So don't always say, see Vincent scared, walk away. Then, no venture, no gain. No pain, no gain. So this is just a very small part of the cultivation which you need to bear in mind. This will help you realize as we go through life, as you age, you who don't reflect on all this, like I told Chui, when you don't have problem, you won't reflect. Oh, that problem is a blessing in disguise. But don't wait till problem come. So sometimes you can reflect first before the problem come. Then you go and take all this through the heating. You can avoid the accident. So it's in a way better. So this is the part that I want to share today. Then I hope it helps. So now, what I'll do is I open for Q&A. What else you want to understand, you can ask me. We are still early. Want something? Pass the mic. Put up your hand, then we pass the thing to you. Pass to Chin Hao. Maybe he can ask. Then later on, say a few words.
Good afternoon, Spiritu, and everyone.
Yeah.
I realize sometimes when people suffer the times, they realize the pain and all those kind of things. But when they recover, you go back to square one, is it?
Yeah, very true. So what is your question?
My question is, why is so healers and why?
Oh yeah, why living being like that?
Yeah, and how should we rectify or correct the things?
That's why you must have the Dhamma. For me, it's the other way around. You know what is the other way around? I told you all before, huh? You all cannot remember. Maybe this is a good condition. We should thank Jin Hao for the question. You know what happened? Every time when I'm healthier, when I am like without any problem, without any problem, no major problem, no serious problem. So like I always say, at my age, I can be like that. I consider myself very blessed. Then I had a lot of joy. Whenever I don't have problem, which most of the time in this condition, I got a lot of joy. I really experience life. Oh, this is wonderful. This is beautiful. How can life be like that? No problem at all. Everything normal again. Then you have this gratitude towards this body. You thank the body for giving you such a good health, for like serving you for so long and allow you to have this great condition. The reason why I can do that is because every time since the year 1989, every time this body got some complication or problem, the awareness is very different. Then you can feel everything, you can experience everything. Then you know what suffering is. Because the body is the body, the mind is the mind. Then in 1996, I think. Was it 96? I forgot already. Or 99, I forgot already. I got this operation. You know the buttock there. They got specialists who specialize in removing whatever thing that is there. Fistula or pulse or whatever. Then at that time, because that fistula was so severe, actually that type of pain, very difficult to endure. So when it came, you can feel it because it's the tactile thing. Then the pulse, P-U-S, nana, pulse, a lot on. Then initially when I went and see my classmate who is a normal doctor, GP, then he said, I can only help you temporarily. They call it what? Incision and drain. I don't know what the doctor got a term. It means he sterilized and he do a minor surgery, cut and remove the pulse. Then he said, you know, temporary relief, it will come back. Then he recommend me his classmate, last time I was around him, who specialized in, he said, everything underneath there, the buttock, he is a specialist, you go and see him. Then when he pressed the thing out, you know the pulse, a type of very strong smell, because of the fistula, the. When I went and see the specialist in Subang Medical, what is his name? He got a Christian name, Samuel Tay, I think must be. He very good. He said, oh, okay. He said, you lie down. Then he put on the rubber glove. Then he put his finger in. He rotate one round. He said, you got three inside there. Means I got three fistula. He said, normal people, one or maximum two. You special. You got three. So I said, what to do? He said, well, you got two choices. He said, you can either go for operation, which to him is the best. Otherwise, he said, you try to take some medication, but he don't think it will help much. Then I said, can you do like what my classmate do, incision and drain? He said, I don't do this. If you want to do this, you go to GP. I'm a specialist. Oh, I say, it's not because of that. I say, the problem is I'm traveling to the United States with my whole family. I say, because I already booked the ticket and the leave to LA. So I say, if I do it, how much time do I have? He said, when are you flying? I said, in about 5 days' time. Oh, he said, 5 days' time. If you agree today, tomorrow I schedule the operation. Then you got three days to recover. I said, how? 3 days. I didn't even know how the operation is going to be like. He said, I will give you a balloon, he said, where you can sit on. That's the right ring, that was. I didn't know what that was. I said, oh. I said, what if I wait till I come back, then you do an IND for me? He said, I don't do this one. He said, my advice is, you better don't suffer there and go through the operation that you have to pay through your nose. He said, you better do it here. Then I say, you know, LA, 21-hour non-stop flight, you know. He said, yeah. Then I say, how confident are you? He said, this is my line. Then my classmate also recommend. So I say, okay, I will do. So the next day, he did, no. Well, after he did the operation, he managed to remove all the three, you know. Then I felt so good after that. Then, you know the whole thing. He said, soak in salt water. He said, at least soak for 30 minutes. I soak for 1 hour. I want to make sure it heals. Then after that, he said, okay, tomorrow, the next day you can be discharged. He said, but he teach my wife how to clean. Then I said, that's it? Oh, he said, yeah, the balloon is Oh, I say that one I don't need. You sure? 19 hours, no? I said, no problem. Well, I know how to meditate on the plane. And that was an economy class, you know, that time. That time, no money, cannot go business class. So, the next day, discharge. So, after 2 or 3 days, it start to heal a bit. But, you know, still, if you touch it, it's still inflamed, you know what I'm saying? But, funny, you know, when it's really more or less, you know, not like the severe one, I can just meditate through another thing. That's why after that I went, nothing happened. Then I had a very good trip. So what I'm trying to share with you is, as you experience suffering, you must have the mindfulness to be aware of it. Then you ask yourself, no wonder, when somebody's physical body is free of all this, that is the really happiest moment in life, understand? No? You feel so good because there is nothing to disturb you. And that is why I can have the joy whenever I don't have problem. I felt so good, no? So I felt so blessed. No? Then I thank my good karma, then I thank this body for serving me well and doing all this for me. Then I really did love and metta and all things. You will act the other opposite way. But most people, like you say, that time suffer, that time complain like anything. Then go see the doctor, go see the doctor. Then after somebody cure them, again they forgot and they go back to their old way. Mosi-jong. Then they do all their drinking, whatever vice again. And then they kena again. So for us with the Dhamma is different. We become careful because we learn something. We don't want to get the same problem. Then after that, for the first time, my doctor, the specialist, told me, he said, do you know what happened or not? Well, this is the anus, where every day you have to go to the bowel a few times. And I said, and it's a lot of germ down there. Because we are Chinese, we don't clean it properly. You only use tissue. Last time, during my younger day, my father didn't have tissue, newspaper. Then we don't know that must wash with water, with the soap and all those things. We didn't know. Then after he told me only, I know. So my advice to you, if you don't want to have all this problem, you wash with soap. Every time you pass your motion, you wash with soap. Make sure you wash it. Then so far, until now, 20 years later, no problem. A lot of people after operation, 5-6 years, kena back. Because they didn't take care. So you learn from life. Huh? What I can share is only this few things that I went through myself, so that it will save you the trouble. You might not wash with soap, it's very good. But if you have allergy, use the mild one. But soap is very good. It clean up the place, because that place a lot of germ, according to the doctor. Then our nerve system. He said, down there, the sacral there. There's a lot of nerve there, is it? So once you kena this, become what they call fa yuan, infection or inflammation, you will have a lot of problem. Then you have to see him. Then that time, luckily, not that expensive, but my company pay. I think the operation was about 6,000 to 7,000. But the company pay, luckily, they got insurance. So there are many things that you can learn. So I hope I answer you, Jinhao. Any other question? Or let Jinhao say a few words better on behalf of your family. Yeah, you want to use this mic?
First of all, I really want to appreciate that Brother Teo come to my house for the house dana, and it also give me some little understanding about conditions. That also I like to thanks to Brother Song for giving me the idea of doing house dana, and Permaisuri to help to do the arrangements. So what I'm trying to say is, when the thought arises, the action start to come, and whatever is it, they still need a time to let the thing materialize. So there's patience that sit in, and also with me alone, I can't really do that. You see. I really have to do really thanks to my mom, you see, for doing, putting the effort to do all the cooking since Friday, you see, preparations. And my sister, my three sisters as well, you see, they are doing all the setup, dishes cleaning, you see, and I was little help, is it? They asked me, you know, not to come here. Just asked me to be in the room. Is it? So really, and also thanks for everyone for bringing the dishes. Is it so delicious? And I know it's so far away from PJ and Klang. Is it? That's why I was so paisage. So far away, and luckily you all managed to come in. Is it? So thank you very much, Brother Teo, and thank you very much for everyone and my sisters, they all.
Yeah, then just to add, he has a very nice house. Outside you cannot see, you may not know. Then you come in, actually it's a very nice, cozy house, and good energy. Very good. I rejoice. The layout very simple, but spacious, good. You must have space, your brain also must have space. So you must have good understanding, means right view, straighten your view. Then there is less of this rites and ritual, belief system, tradition, all that restrict your movement. If you keep a lot of things and make your house very messy, you cannot even really have freedom to move about. There is not much space. But when you have more space, then whatever you put in become meaningful. But middle way, not too much of everything. Here I like the gong. Very neat and very nice, very traditional, and hang at the right place. So Vincent has the honor to strike the gong 10 times. Like countdown New Year Day. Very good. Okay, any more questions or any topic that you want to understand you can ask. Pass the mic. Yeah. God, I thought LC want to ask a question. Song.
After 我从阿娟那边回来，因为我现在office very free， so last week during the working hours 我就看回了Heart Sutra， 那个心经的那一本你的那个
notes。
我这一次我在看的时候，我发现到这么。又不一样了，上次已经是很我那些在台湾看两次的时候都已经觉得很 profound， 这一次 lagi profound。我这次我看我一看的时候是每个 sentence 这么
very meaningful 啊，
这样 simple 的 wording， 那为什么这么样的 deep 的 meaning？
Where is meant for all level?
对，我就想到你讲的这个 is meant for all
level. All level, no matter what level of cultivation you are, you can have the condition, you understand it to your level.
所以我就一直觉得，哇，那时我只能够看sometimes 我只能够看两个 page.
Yeah, yeah.
因为太过 profound 了呀，我觉得哇，这个人不能够再 continue， 只是读两个 page 要 stop 了。
There's a lot of joy. Because that.Dhamma that is inside there, I tell you. That's why I say, as you cultivate, you will really, really have that joy, and you will really have that gratitude towards the Buddha for teaching us such profound understanding and Dhamma. Very good, Sadhu.
有时候我看到那个 sentence, 我想这么这样 simple 的 English， but 这样 meaningful， 我 repeat 又 repeat， 我看又看，我讲这么这样 simple 的 wording， but 为什么这么样 profound 的那个
Dharma
在里面？所以我觉得这个understanding 是非常的重要，
very important understanding。
Okay， and then 就有一天下午，我就在 office 我在走的时候，suddenly 我觉得我整个人silent 了，我很 aware 我的每一个 movement 的去开那个 door。当我一开了门，我一 enter 那个 office 的时候，我的 top 上面就觉得奇怪，会是什么来的？因为我的 mic 跟我的手，我很 aware 的全部的
一起的，
我的里面就讲 this is the sati sampajana。所以我这几天就在contemplate 这个 sati sampajana。Then我昨天在十一的时候有个 understanding， but 我突然间 I cannot recall。OK， 我现在我要问的就是，在这个 sati sampajana 里面，它是有 silent mind。但我要知道，在这个在它的里面，它有没有这个 direct seeing？在那个 movement。因为我一直在 contemplate， 它很奇怪。因为其实我去年我在台湾，我已经 understand 那个，我也做到。但是我那一天的是整个 totally no thought， no 没有 mind， 就是 body and mind 啊， totally aware 整个的那个 movement 去啊。
very good。
连我也整个人觉得，都不能这样去 describe， 就是它是没有 wording 的。
对。
就等下我 record 昨天我就想我就 record 你每次所讲的 we have to aware inside the phenomenon，
对，
整个讲我的那种感觉就整个是在里面，
yeah.
因为我的
your awareness and the phenomenon become one。
它是没有这个I 的这个 concept，
没有的，没有的，
就是、整个
没有的。There is no egoic mind. There is no concept of a mark of a self inside there, a mind doing anything. No. It's just observing. That nature observes, because that nature is one with the phenomenon. That's why I said, let the phenomenon tell you the story, it will arise. Very good. Sadhu.
So my question is, that time he has direct seeing?
Okay. Thank you. Sadhu. Let's rejoice. Sadhu. Sadhu.This is a very good and very important question, because Not until you do the cultivation, you cannot ask this type of question, because this comes from the true cultivation, because he can do it, because for some 2 years ago he connect back. Then when he connect back, because of Kuan Yin's nature and the affinity, this life and past life, then a lot of things fall into place, because he has faith, he is very sincere. The only problem earlier on was the coming obstruction from the previous practice. That's why it took him so long. Then at one stage he was even like having the thought telling him, why I so charm, I try so hard, nothing happened. I said, you don't worry, your time will come. But you need to ask for forgiveness. You ask for forgiveness. Then when he did that, then later on when he went to Ajahnanda, that chanting came at the Kuan Yin Viharana. That one was a Pali or Sanskrit. Sanskrit chanting, great compassionate mantra, or Sing Ching. So when the one came, he straight away become different and connected. Then he brought my book there, the Heart Sutta. And every night he'll just read for 1 hour. Then the meaning starts to show out. The moment you connect, the silent mind comes, you will understand. That's why, because that notes come from the transcript of my talk. And that talk is out of the free mind, the silent mind. That's why if you don't have the silent mind, you cannot understand its deep meaning. If you use knowledge, thought, and Dhamma, you cannot penetrate. You don't know what that thing is. Then after that, the last 2 years, he has gone through a lot of transformation. Earlier on, I explained to him certain things that he started to experience. Then when he came back, he was full of gratitude. Then he expressed his gratitude, pays respect, then he explained it. Then I said, sadhu, very good. I said, the moment you connect, technically, the word is technically, you don't need a teacher already. You will learn yourself. He will understand himself. All the questions, he will come to understand himself. But then you can have a guide or a teacher who have gone through. He can explain to you many things. Then it cut short your training. It cut short your like unnecessary deviation, or sometimes you can get stagnant at certain stage for a long time. Yeah, the problem being you don't understand what that thing is. Nobody can explain to you, so you like think that is equivalent to something. Then it will actually hit you into complacency. You know what is complacent? Complacent. You think, oh, I got it, I'm already one. Then this defilement of insight will trap you. Luckily, because of his good karma, after the coming obstruction overcome, connect, then he can understand that he has a lot of faith. That's why he come back, he tell you, a lot of Kayamita will see him, because they were so curious. Then he keep on telling them, just very simple advice, you don't do anything. Just like last time, what else he say? He said, this type of teaching, where can you find? So direct, so simple. You just listen attentively to what Brother Teo tell you to do. You just cultivate accordingly. Don't try to know. You will progress like anything. Then after that, a lot of things just happen. Then he said, whatever you don't understand, go and read the Heart Sutta. All the answer is there. Then he also told them, after you cultivate as you understand, every time you read the Heart Sutta, different level of understanding will unfold. Then after that thing happened, come back, the last 1-2 years, he thought he has read through the Heart Sutta, he has seen the profound. Then recently, after he stabilized again and transformed, he read again, another level come out. And it's so beautiful, so profound. And all this can happen is because there is this understanding, and he just do. That's why I say, don't try to know. Always remember, everything that arises is part of the way. As long as you are sincere, you have faith, then you just relax, silent, accord and flow. Then develop the four support, trust. Don't do anything. Let the nature do. Then just relax into whatever mind state that arises and maintain the mindfulness. Then recently, when the mindfulness become one, it's almost full. That's why he had this question. So his question is still from the conditioning of the old thinking, and that's the thought. Is there direct seeing inside those movements? See, the understanding is very simple. Later on, he will understand himself. What is direct seeing? I already told you all. When you do, when you train your daily mindfulness, don't try to know. When you bow, you bow. When you walk, you walk. Develop mindfulness throughout the day. That's it. The moment the real sati come, you will know one. Like he said, no word, nothing one. Then you realize, hey, how come the mind is like that? This is what sati is about. We have the form of mind will know one. And this is a real sati, full movement on, without thought, without labeling, nothing. Just throughout the day. Like that. Then when he wants to know, the thought will arise. Is there direct seeing? Is there one? But it's okay, because this is inquiry at the center. Because he most of the time is already mindful, very stable already. So what will happen is, like I said, it will prepare the base for you to receive truth. Then during that time, which actually earlier on it happened already, everything you experience in life with that silent mind, with that sati, that is Dhamma. That's why I say Dhamma is everywhere. Why can't you see? Then truth will keep on unfolding, unfolding and unfolding. The direct seeing will happen anytime, as long as you are silent. Be with the phenomena. Don't try to know. Don't arise any thought or any Dhamma. Just be with the moment. Then you can inquire. Truth is everywhere. Why can't I see? For those who see, they always see. Then it will come. Then you just silent. Then like I say, it will set the base for you to awaken to the characteristics of nature, to understand. Any of the first turning, second turning or third turning can happen. After you have this type of stability, sometimes he heard something, like Ajahn Chadeo, just a distant sound, the gong and all of a sudden a lot of things happen. Then sometimes in the midst of daily mindfulness or walking meditation or the four foundations of mindfulness, the third turning, you will just awaken. Then sometimes in the midst of relaxed mode of contemplation, sometimes you just walk. Like sometimes at home I just walk. But nowadays my contemplation is different. How can I let the Kayamita and people understand the Dhamma? Then the understanding will come. The nature will tell you. You will unfold. Then sometimes as you reflect and contemplate, all of a sudden within that second turning, he will understand one. Then sometimes when you are completely relaxed and silent and aware, then as this silence become more and more stable, more and more stable, then in the midst of the daily life, all of a sudden, he will also have the direct seeing and he will awaken on, and there's no word on. Then that awakening is very different from the normal one. Then this one, like when it arises, only the form of mind inside there understand. Then after that, the Dhamma will come back. Oh, no wonder, brother, you said truth is everywhere. Why can't you see? For those who see, they always see. Because the characteristics of nature is everywhere. It's impermanent, it's suffering state and non-self. Then your mind becomes so sensitive, so mindful, so different, that any of the movement, this mind is aware. That's why later on the mind cannot even arise, because every moment of knowing, perception or feeling or arising of consciousness will be suffering. That fine suffering will come later on. Then when you reach that one, chances is you are going to go into the real cessation, the longer one, the deep. You will realize Nibbana, that time the mind just can feel all the suffering, the fine suffering. Then that time, luckily, like now, you don't have the income tax thing to disturb you. you got until March to June next year. So hopefully before March, it happened. Then after that, you can work again. Otherwise, you go to office. Everything is suffering, and your nature will tell you. You want to experience suffering again, you go and read. You go and do things. You can really from there understand what the Buddha says, sabbe sankhara anicchang. And straight away you will link sabbe sankhara dukkang. All of sankhara is dukkang. The arising is dukkang. The perception is dukkang. The moment of feeling is dukkang. Dukkha, suffering. So when your mind state becomes so sensitive, so clear, so stable, then you realize your mind, you can be at the moment of feeling, moment of contact, moment of perception, moment of activity. And all this is like slow motion. But everything is still at the normal speed. But to you, it's like very slow, very clear. Then you can stop there. When you want to stay at feeling, the, like I say, but no word on it. It stay there. Feeling become pure feeling. Cannot become craving. It just stay there. Because every moment is suffering. Then you will come to know finally, think also like that, don't think also like that. No meaning. The whole world is a phenomenal world of consciousness. They arise and they pass away. No reality, just an image, consciousness. How real can consciousness be? That's just an image created by thought. Then all of a sudden, one day, he may, like the nature will tell him, lie down, lie down. Then after that, he will go into cessation. He will experience Nibbana and all that. Means very fast already, it can happen. Then later on, as this one continues, your mundane mind can collapse. Because for him, he in the past has done before also. Then with this life, the condition for him to play because of his aspiration, he made this life, mainly this life. So it will be fulfilled because of the very different type of parami condition. He has his parami in the past, but he don't have the condition to actually bring it to fulfillment and fruition. Yeah, what he need was in the past when that chanting came, that Kuan Yin Sanskrit came, he really have that type of mindfulness now. But that time he don't have teacher who has that type of Dhamma to actually complement that understanding, to actually allow him to move and transform and understand all this so profoundly. So because of his aspiration, especially this life and also could be past life, I don't know, then he has the affinity to meet up and have this condition. Also because of Kuan Yin's affinity. I think they came because of Kuan Yin. A lot of your Kayamita came because of Kuan Yin's nature. You all may not know. Then after that, very funny, he will manifest. Then he will know how to come and connect. I didn't do anything. He actually also don't know me. And one of the sister, Ang, that recommended him to see me, was my first batch student. And Miss Ang also, that time he joined my class, after that long time she didn't come. Then all of a sudden, according to Miss Ang, I met him again later on at the house, Dana in Yun Chan's house, remember? Then she told me, I said, Brother Song, I know him. Yeah, that day Song was also there. He said, last time he said, they call him Mang, and Song was Yong Zai. Yeah, he go India, he go Nepal, he go very long. He can like 3 months, 6 months like that, keep on going to retreat and all those things. That's why when he met her, she met him, was it Lada or Lada? He said, you better go and see Brother Teo. He don't even know who Brother Teo is. Then later on when he came back, somehow he located me. Then he came. Yeah, sadhu.
真的是我最近一直在recall for 这个 cultivation 我们一定我就在想到我第一次在阿加南的两个 click 第一个就是 understanding 第二个就是 faith 这个 understanding 非常的重要
very important
如果你不 understand 的话这个cultivation 你会 lost in the mind 你的 mind 将会 tell 跟你讲What all kind of the story,
right.
and if you do not have the clear understanding,
you
will be lost
you will
in the
be
mind.
Trapped,
yeah,
trapped.
That's why 那个 understanding 是非常重要。然后第二个就是你一定要有
faith,
faith.
Most important, sadhana, your faith.
我这次我去阿姜阿那边，我上个礼拜听了云江的 sharing 了以后，我就可以 confirm。我在阿加阿那那边，我真的是感觉到观音的内在就在阿加阿那的那个 vihara 里面。因为我每一天我一 enter 那个观音 vihara， 它就是 touch 我的 heart， 它是 pressing， something is pressed is pressed， 我就知道有东西进了。有时候我还跟观音讲，你要告诉我什么？为什么一直 press 那边？So, but anyway, 我就是 lying down.
Yeah, just relax.
我只是 relax.
Then you will draw.
So that's why 就是这个 fate， 它一直会 drive 你。
Yeah.
Since from last year 到现在，我就是只是 based on 我只一直是 strengthen 我的 fate。
Sada.
这个 sada 就一直的 drive 我。那尤其我，所以我一直很感谢观音，是他一直在盖我。尤其这 after 我 connect 了以后，他一直在盖我。我去了很多的观音庙，有时他都在那些观音庙里面。The moment 我 enter， 他就又 touch 了。
啥的。
所以that's why 我要给大家知道的，就是我们一定要有那个faith 跟那个 understanding。If 如果你没有 understand 什么是 sati 的话，你不能够 start to walk 这个do 的这个 path 的。So go back to the basic。它没有很你只是要去 understand 它的这个 basic 的这一个 sati， 这个 sati 它就会 bring you all the way。然后你就会去。你就会看到了很多去 experience 这个布达达嘛。
萨德萨德 ，Let us rejoice 啊！萨德萨德 ，You see, after he has benefited, he has this gratitude, his noble intention to help all other Kanyanamita. That's why every time he try to explain to Kanyanamita, to remind you all what you need. Actually, cultivation is very simple. Like always, I have.Share with you all. You only need to have the spiritual faculty, and the most important is the faith. The faith, Sada, will drive you because of that faith in the Buddha and his teaching. After knowing how great a being the Buddha, the great Bodhisattva, especially Kuan Yin, is, and how wonderful this Buddha Dhamma, the teaching like the Heart Sutta, is, it will drive you to cultivate because you see the importance.That's why when he went to this secondary Ajahn Ananda, actually he told me he doesn't want to go on. But because of the condition, Yun Chan called him. Then the nature said, you have to go because you have to express your gratitude to Ajahn Ananda. So that was the purpose why he went. He actually don't need to go already. That's why he told them, he said, maybe you ask me to go again, I won't go already. But whatever it is,unless there is condition, he doesn't really like develop the craving to go or desire to go. No, unless got condition, he may go again. Otherwise, he won't go. And what is beautiful about history is, like he said, the moment the plane land in Bangkok, Pattaya, near Rayong there, Pattaya, they didn't go to Bangkok there. Right? The moment the plane land, that same Kuan Yin,Sanskrit chanting came back. Straight away, came in again. And after that, they went. The moment they went, it seems Ajahn Ananda and those monks, they were waiting there to receive them. And after that, he placed his thing. Straight away, he went up to the Kuan Yin Vihara. And straight away, a lot of things happened. That's why a lot of people don't understand. Then after that, he no longer like last time, very rigid, or must follow time. Yeah? People wake up 4:30, he wake up 4:30, then go down. This time, no. He rested until 6 something, and he go down. That's why he know, with understanding, right view, what he is doing. That's why I say you meditate with understanding. That's why he remind you of the faith leading to the virya will drive you. Then you must have this clear understanding. So that when you cultivate with understanding, you progress very fast. This is the basic message that I've been sharing with you all. And he remind you through his noble intention to help Kayanamita. Because through this, you can have faith, where he is also one of the Kayanamita. Like I used to say, if this teaching I share with you, if only I can do, the rest of the Kayanamita cannot do, then what for? It's like theory. But when you start to see others also can do and progressing, then you will have faith. It reminds me of the duckling, those who saw the video, you know. Finally, all the duckling went up. That's why you must have faith. You must have faith. It's meant to be. That's why sooner or later you all will awaken. And this is what affinity is. That's why I have faith in Kuan Yin, have faith in Buddha, and all the great beings. Okay? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Anybody else want to share? Alicia, sadhu.
Hello, Bradu. Coming back to Gai Song 讲的那个 mind play tricks 啊，我就想昨天 Freddy had a fall, so then all suddenly 那个朋友就来 ，What if？ 因为我就讲，又来啊，然后我就讲，OK， 其实这不关你的事，这个是他的卡玛的问题，然后我就habitual tendency 就会来了啦，
yeah.
就是有一点感到，哎呀，怎么办呢？他半夜要出门，
yeah. Yeah.
然后就是，然后我就 come to understand 这个就是一个 test 啊，
yeah. Sado.
然后你就要知道你最心爱的人如果有事情了，
yeah.
你的 mind 如果不会 disturb， 然后你的 heart 就 OK 了，
yeah.
就是这样子。还有一个问题就是我想问。就是我最近很难 recall 到那些 memory 这样子，
不要去 recall、
就是我要想要煮饭都好像
correct forget about memory you just do 就好像 meditation
just
do
然后我要想在
you will come back to you one
yeah and then 我在 Perth 的时候就想要请我的 relative 过来吃饭那我就想我要煮什么好呢哎呀干嘛周末里面一片空白的、
yeah.
然后我就想 OK 不想了啦明天再打算、
yeah.
然后第二天、
you will fall into place
他就直接去买 whatever
yeah,
you know
yeah,
就是 cook
you need,
whatever
then the condition will just
yeah,
arise again
就是这样子
very good.
就 OK 谢感恩 Bradu 教我这么多年感恩佛菩萨、
yeah.
感恩 Kayanamita
感
恩啊感恩啊不懂怎么样讲
yeah,
就是、
yeah.
只有感恩了。
是的，是的。Let us rejoice with the good sharing. So, like she said just now, those who don't know Mandarin, maybe I translate again. He was trying to refer the song, say, you must be careful about this mind. Yeah, this mind is very cunning. It can come through the back door. Then sometimes not the back door, come back in disguise and tell you sweet thing, good thing. Then again, create the self-attachment and delusion in you. Because thought refuses to die. Because the egoic mind, if it die, he got no more story. So in order not to die, he will tell you a lot of things. Yeah. So this is what right view wisdom and mindfulness is all about, like Song knew. Without wisdom, without understanding, you cannot cope with the mundane mind. He'll tell you a lot of stories. Even after he connects, you ask him, The Monday mind still got a lot of this question. Why not that one? Then how come like that? What does it mean? All this is still what? Wanting to know. It's still the thought coming through the back door in various ways to disguise itself. Then like Alicia, when he reflect on this, he remember yesterday, when Freddie fall, with Freddie, the husband, you know, very close. Then the thought say, what happened if, was it, what happened if you fall or what? Correct. Yeah, so that thought will tell you a lot of story, which is very normal, because this thought is conditioned arising, dependent originating, based on your views, based on your opinion, based on your understanding. It will not stop as long as there is still avijja, understand? Avijja is ignorant, and ignorant got many, many layers. Many, many layers. So self-delusion is the main one. But self-delusion initially you can clear, but it is not very, very stable, very profound, because the mark of an I is still there. You may have the understanding that it's non-self, not you, but because it's not penetrative, not stable. That's why there is still a mark. There is still my husband and all those things. Then this thought will tell you a lot of story. Like you say, what if? Then straight away through the understanding and the wisdom, it understand coming again. This mind again want to play trick and say a lot of things. It's just like last time when she went through depression. She didn't know that all those were wrong thoughts. Because through depression, through heedlessness, without the Dhamma, he was caught in a cocoon of wrong thought that make her miserable, suffer like anything for 16 years. Got to see psychiatrists and all those things. Dependent on the drugs and the medication. Then later on, as she understands, she recovered. Because she came to the class, then the few things that wake her up was the Four Noble Truths. First Noble Truth and Second Noble Truth. Then when she understood what suffering is and the cause, then when I say, your life, you have a choice. To be happy or to be miserable is entirely your choice. If you have the understanding, you choose to be happy. Then the other thing is also, what constitutes wrong thought? Wrong thoughts are thoughts that condition your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your sorrow, your lamentation, your evil roots, your selfishness. And all. Then she realized everything that she has been thinking over the last 16 years has been very negative, full of evil roots. All these are wrong thoughts. Then after that, when she realized, then she tried to cultivate wholesomeness, goodness. That's why she started to open up your heart, read it, metta. Radiate love, talk to people nicely, care for people, be very sincere. Then she realized as she do this, the heart become different and people can feel her and realize she has changed. She now speak in a very different way, speak with sincerity, with love, with understanding, with noble eightfold path. No more negative. Then every time you see this wrong thought, you straight away through the mindfulness say, coming again, and now you have already deceived me and tormented me long enough. Have mercy on this nature, please, enough. Straight away the wrong thought gone. Then she start to cultivate goodness. That's why she used to share with me that all these depressed people to open up, you must have love, you must to go out and do something good, not for yourself, for others. Express it out. Do it. Start with simple things. Otherwise, you cannot come out of it. So this is what Dhamma is all about, the cultivation. You must see your thought. You must have mindfulness. You must have wisdom or understanding to see how this thought can be very cunning, very deceitful. He will tell you a lot of story. He will even come through a very nice way to say, you're actually okay already, you're not so bad, you progress already, why so tough on yourself? Then later on, it make you complacent. No? Oh. Then later on, egoic again. No? Oh, now I can help people already, I must do this. Then if you are not mindful, you kena again. Because if you yourself are not ready, very difficult, understand? Then when you are ready, the nature will know, the form and mind will know, that it's time to play the opposite role, to share your understanding, to benefit other people. And then you will reflect, you have nothing to do with yourself already. It's more for the many, for the Kayanamitta, and all the things like what song they all went through. The reason why he share is not because he wants to make himself popular or like boost his ego or let you all think in a certain way. You know, it's very sincere. The stress is always about this is very important in cultivation. Understand? He's not only highlight to you how fantastic he has progressed and his whatever experience and now he can do what. No, it's to share with you how this thing come. Then how the gratitude, the understanding, and how it can help other Kayanamitta. So this is what cultivation is about. It will make you more humble, more simple, with a lot of humility, with a lot of understanding, a lot of goodness, a lot of kindness. Then you become so different. Whereas you are on the wrong track, you become more egoic, understand? Then you are carried away by what you express to others. Oh, you know, I can do this. No, they sit on, don't know how many hours I experience it. You got or not? Like that means you have this. You can do. You got this jnana or not? The moment you speak like that, people know already. You are trying to compare and you believe people don't have. But those who really understand, they really will try not to have anything to do with you. Because they know all this that you experience is energy field, understand? Nothing to do with the mindfulness. But those who really do it correctly, understand, they will have the mindfulness and they will tell you how their own defilement actually tricked them and make them miserable over the years. You will see clearly all the defilement, all the wrong view. And you will be very sincere to tell people that in the past my mind was not there. Before I have the Dhamma, before I understand. Whereas those who are on the wrong track, one, they are only interested in all the fantastic experience they have. Because they are not there to learn, to see defilement, straighten their view and not to be affected by it. They are more interested in the experience of meditation. And when they have that fantastic meditation experience, they thought it's equivalent to progress, enlightenment. That's why they ask you, you got this jnana or not, this jhana or not, you can do this or not, you can do that or not. Even after you can do all those things, and yet in the midst of life, you don't know how to live life, you don't have noble eightfold path, you cannot cope with life situation, you still have problem and suffering. So all the fantastic meditation, no meaning, understand? So the best check is how your mind actually transforms. If you don't have the embodiment of the Noble Eightfold Path, you don't have right view leading to right thought, right speech, right action, and daily mindfulness, you are far away from the real cultivation. That's why I say when you have the spiritual faculty and you stabilize your mind, when you are able to be mindful in the midst of life, that is just the beginning of real cultivation. So all this, you need to develop the understanding. That's why cultivation is to be done with understanding. And when you understand, your faith will be there. The spiritual faculty will be there. Then it will drive you. So understanding and faith, like what song, again, re-emphasize, is very important. Your faith can make a big difference. Just like when I have faith in my teacher, then I just meditate, no question asked. because I got nothing to lose. I'm not believing him. I have faith in him because I see his quality. I see his understanding is way beyond what I have at that time. Then when I cultivate according to what he advised, I realize these are the truth. That's why I used to tell you, my teacher Achanyantra, he never teach me the Dhamma from the Dhamma book. All his advice to me, you read the Heart Sutta, nothing to do with the Dhamma in the Dhamma book. He start by telling me, always remember, body is the body, mind is mind, mind never the body, body never the mind. We just take care of mind. Then body important too, because it must harmonize with the mind. Then after that, my teenager rolling by, he said, think it's just the way it is. We choose accept everything as natural. When you say we choose accept everything as natural, I saw it so beautiful, so profound. That's why it linked to the reality. Think it's just the way it is. Everything natural means what? Like the Buddha said, whatever that arises, there are causes and conditions. So if everything is just the way it is, and we choose accept everything as natural, means the reality like that, things will be like that. It has to be like that. That's why it's the same teaching. Whatever that arises, there are causes and conditions behind. Then I can accept the reality, where this is the truth. The moment is the only reality in life. I cannot be at peace with the moment. I suffer. I want things my way. I suffer. Then he always say, we can learn from nature. Nature is our best teacher. Nature give and give. Nature has great loving kindness and all those things. The air you breathe, the water you drink, all come from nature. They never ask anything. Then the tree is part of nature. They endure the sunlight to give you the shade. They didn't ask for anything back. They have great loving kindness. They are a blessing to all. But human beings do opposite. We destroy nature. We don't have gratitude towards nature. We chop the tree down. We urinate down there. We pollute the environment and did so much negative thing to the environment. Then when you don't take care of your mind, when you don't train yourself, you develop heedlessness. Then your mind has evil. Then when your mind has the evil roots, through your heedlessness, you harm yourself, you harm others. That's how you pollute the world. You come up with a lot of wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action. But when you have the right understanding, you learn from nature, you develop a lot of wholesomeness, a lot of loving kindness, a lot of wisdom and understanding. And this is how the real Dhamma is. It's about your life, daily life. It's not about all the words, no meaning. So you can learn from everything. Okay? Wow, 2:40. You understand? Yeah, better stop. We are getting late. Some may have to go back. Okay, thank you so much. Yeah, I really rejoice with all the awesomeness and the sharing. So we would like to once again thank Jin Hao and family, and all kind of metta who has helped out in one way or another for giving rise to such great condition for this September month 2016 House Dana to be a really, really successful one. And through all the wholesomeness, we shall now rejoice and share merits with all beings. We rejoice one more time. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, share your merits with the devas. Akasata cha bhumata deva naga mahindika punyang tang anumoditva chirang rakhantu loka sasana ittavata chamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodanti sabba sampati sitiya idang menya tinang hotu sugita hontunya tayo idang menya tinang hotu sukhita hantu nyatayo Ibang menya tinang hotu sugita hontunya tayo imina punyang kamina mami bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yawa nivana patiya sadu sadu sadu. Okay, pay respect mindfully to Kuan Yin Bodhisattva and all the Buddha and Bodhisattva. Then we end.